music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. Although Bobby Bear has not had a hit in more than 20 years, he is still active on the country music scene and can be credited with bringing back the storytelling era to country music in the 1960s. He grew up as a farm worker around his hometown of Ironton, Ohio, and played in local country bands in the area. I met Bobby in 1955 at a small daytime-only radio station in Wellston, Ohio, when he played on the Saturday afternoon Jamboree broadcast. The house band was directed by Billy Parsons, who we all referred to as Hillbilly Willie. Billy and Bobby worked some appearances together, and after I left the show, as a guest of the U.S. Army in 1957, Bobby and Billy wrote a song, a recitation called The All-American Boy, and paid for the recording session with Bobby doing the vocal and Billy's band backing Bobby up. The song was a thinly disguised takeoff on Elvis Presley's Fate with the Draft Board. The recording was turned down by several labels until Fraternity Records bought the song and all the rights for just $50. With a national release, the record caught on and hit the top of both the pop and country charts in 1959. However, before Bobby could make the personal appearances and perform the song and enjoy the benefits, the same fate that put Elvis and me in the armed forces took Bobby off the streets too, and into a military uniform for 2 years. And so band leader Billy Parsons, who did a good imitation of Bobby, made the concert tour and got credit for the All-American Boy. At that time, I was spinning records as the Rice Paddy Ranger for the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service on the island of Okinawa, a few hundred miles south of Japan. Well, you can imagine the shock when I received a copy of a song by my two friends from back home on the approved Armed Forces Radio transcription disc.
Gather round, Captain, I'll tell you a story about how to become an All-American boy. Buy you a guitar and put it in tune. You be rocking and rolling so, impressing the girls, picking hot legs and all that jazz. I bought me a guitar a year ago, learned how to play in a day or so. Knocking them out like Johnny B. Good. Hot licks, showing off. Number one. Did I practice all day and up into the night? My papa's hair was turning white, 'cause he didn't like rock and roll. He said, "You can stay, boy, but that's gotta go. He's a square. Just didn't dig me at all." So I took my guitar, picks and all, bid farewell to my poor Paul, split for Memphis where they see you all, and I'm swinging cats or having a ball. Session. Hot licks and all. They dig me. I'm rocking and a bopping and I'm getting the breaks. The girls all said that I had what it takes. When up stepped a man with a big cigar, he said, "Come here, cat, I'm gonna make you a star. I'll put you on bandstand, buy you a Cadillac, sign here, kid." I signed my name and became a star, having a ball with my guitar, driving a big long Cadillac, fighting the girls off of my back. They just kept on coming, screaming. Yeah, they like it. So I picked my guitar with a great big grin, and the money just kept on pouring in. But then one day my I'm gonna cut your hair off. Take that rifle, kid. Give me that guitar. Yeah.
It was a huge hit for Bobby Bear, even though Billy Parsons got all the credit for it. When Bobby got out of the service, he was quick to get the attention of Chet Atkins, who was just moving in as the vice president in charge of the Nashville operations for RCA Victor Records. And with Chet's help and approval, Bobby was able to sign a contract with RCA, a contract that turned out to be very successful for both Chet and Bobby. His first recording for RCA after he got out of the Army came in November of 1962, a song that Hank Cochran wrote called I'd Fight the World. Coming up turned out to be a giant, one of the biggest country songs of all time. Bobby says he actually heard the song as performed by Billy Grammer, who went on to become famous as the inventor and builder of the famous Grammer guitar. However, Bobby liked the song, went to Chet Atkins, and they together decided he would record a tune written by Danny Dill and Mel Tillis. Came out of a recording session in 1963, April 18th of 63, the beginning of superstardom for Bobby Bear. Now, the original version of this had the title, I Want to Go Home. However, when Bobby Bear recorded it, it was changed to Detroit City.
I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister, and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
Southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
That was the song that would establish Bobby Bear as one of the big names of country music, a member of the Grand Ole Opry and on tour with some of the top stars of country music. Bobby was on the road to fame and fortune. He needed a follow-up song. He had heard this song on the radio by Peter, Paul, and Mary, decided this would be a good follow-up song to Detroit City. But when he wanted to record the song, he had a problem. He did not have a copy of it, but he remembered that his friend Glenn Campbell had recorded it on a record. Well, Bobby went to see Glenn Campbell, got a copy of the record, and found out that the version Glenn had recorded was an instrumental version. So Bobby rewrote the words himself and gets credit for the words on his next hit song, recorded in August of 1963. The follow-up to Detroit City, when Bobby rode 500 miles away from home.
I'm 500 miles away from home. Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the thing she wrote. She said, "We miss you, son. Come on home." Well, I didn't have to pack. I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home. Cold and tired and all. I'm 500 miles away from home.
I know this is the same road I took the day I left home, but it sure looks different now. Well, I guess I look different too. This time changes everything. I wonder what they'll say. I see the boy looking this way.
Oh, I wonder what they'll say when I get home. Can't remember when I ate. It's just thumb and walk and wait. And I'm still 500 miles away from home.
might be interesting to note that Bobby's very close friend Don Bowman, who was a successful disc jockey and a writer of comedy songs, perhaps best known for his song Wildwood Weed, took 500 miles away from home, did a parody on it, which turned out to be a big hit for him as a comedy song. But this was Bobby's 500 miles away from home, Bobby Bear. His next recording came 4 months later, another recording session for RCA Victor Records in Nashville. Bobby had heard this song on the air by Hank Snow. In fact, Hank had a pretty good size hit. But Bobby decided that he wanted to do it a little bit differently. And so he came up with his own version of a great country standard called Miller's Cave.
Way down in the state of Georgia, amongst the swamps and the Everglades, there's a big old hole in Tiger Mountain. God help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had me a girl in Waycross, Georgia, but she had faithful ways. She made me feel I was unwanted, like the bats and the bears. Shot him, and then I dragged their cheating, skinning bones to Miller's Cave. I couldn't stand the way she did me. Well, I guess I showed her I was brave. Most wanted man.
Listening to a salute to Bobby Bear. Bobby Bear, who mixed recitations with music and did very, very well with them. His next hit song came in 1964, a song recorded in March of 64. It was not a big hit song, but it was something a little bit different for a country music star. It was a song written by the popular composer Frank Lesser. And Bobby decided he would record Have I Stayed Away Too Long?
Have I stayed away too long? Have I stayed away too long? If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away too long? I'm just outside of town, and I'll soon be at your door. But maybe I'd be wrong to hurry I'd best be out of town and worry you no more, 'cause maybe someone else has made you care. Oh, have all of my dreams gone wrong? My beautiful dreams gone wrong. If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away too long? Oh, have I stayed away too long?
Bobby Bear continues with hit songs throughout the early 1960s. Another song that came from that very same recording session in 1964 is one of my favorites. Again, it was not a big hit for Bobby. It wasn't one of the top songs, but I think it's one of the best he ever did. A song written by Vern Stovall called simply The Long Black Limousine.
See her riding in that long black limousine. There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street, and their fancy cars are such a sight to see.
Favorites, the story of the long black limousine. Our next recording comes up in 1964. It was recorded a couple of months after Bobby had recorded the long black limousine and turned out to be a very, very big song. It was a top song for him and introduced something new, a fretted dobro. Playing that fretted dobro, a young man who later was to become famous himself. His name, Jerry Reed. If you listen carefully, you'll hear that instrument as we listen to Bobby Bear's recording of Four Strong Winds.
Four strong winds that blow.
The song crossed over to the pop charts and became a pop chart hit also for Bobby Bear, his Four Strong Winds. Our next song comes up as a song that was written by Bobby's good friend Don Bowman and another newcomer to Nashville, another superstar on the way, Waylon Jennings. Later, Waylon was to record this song also, and it became a hit for him, but Bobby did the original of the Don Bowman, Waylon Jennings song, Just to Satisfy You. we would be hearing later by Waylon Jennings, who wrote half of the song, actually wrote the instrumental, and Don Bowman provided the words. Another song coming up now that was not a big hit for Bobby, but very memorable for me. It was written by Mayor John Wilkin and Danny Dill. You may remember Danny Dill wrote part of Detroit City. He wrote half of it along with the young Mel Tillis. Together they wrote about the Long Black Veil. Bobby recorded this in September of 1965. It was released as a single by RCA Victor. Not a big hit, but again a very memorable song. One of the reasons that song never reached the top of the charts, it was the B-side of a single released by RCA. I couldn't even tell you what the A-side of the record was, but the Long Black Veil turned out to be a very memorable song for Bobby Bear. His next release came in April of 1966, and it turned out to be a top country song and again crossed over onto the pop charts. And it might be interesting to note that the arranger on this particular recording was a young man named Ray Stevens. Yes, the same Ray Stevens that we knew later as the writer of such songs as The Streak and Everything is Beautiful. Also on this particular recording, you will hear the guitar work of one of Bobby's friends, Waylon Jennings, a song written by Jim Glazer and Harlan Howard called The Streets of Baltimore.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. When I got myself a factory job, I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yeah, every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
You'll note that in almost all of Bobby's songs, he liked to do a little recitation work. And he did it so very well that it added to his popularity. Here's a song recorded in August of 1966, and another top country song. And it's interesting to note that he had a couple of helpers on this. Liz Anderson, of course, who was the mother of Lynn Anderson, and Norma Jean, who at that time was appearing as part of the Porter Wagoner Show and Porter Wagoner's singing partner. Well, they joined Bobby Bear to do The Game of Triangles, a song that did very, very well for Bobby. In fact, as I mentioned, it turned out to be a number one country hit in 1966.
Every triangle has three sides, it's true.
There's the wife's side,
the husband's,
and my side too.
What's the difference? Everybody suffers the same. For the game of triangles is a heartbreaking game.
I tried to be a good wife and keep a nice home.
On my job I had to travel, I was always alone. It's because I was so lonely that I asked her for a date.
When I found out he was married, it was already much too late.
Every triangle has three sides, it's true.
There's the wife's side,
the husband's,
and my side too.
I hate to break our home, but I just got to be free.
But I still love you, darling. What's to become of me? A woman who steals husbands will end up ruining your life.
No woman steals a husband if he's happy with his wife.
Every triangle has three sides, it's true.
There's the wife's side,
the husband's,
and my side too.
What's the difference? Who's to blame? Everybody suffers the same. For the game of triangles is a heartbreaking game. Yes, the game of triangles is
of the famous cheating songs that Bobby Bear recorded, and of course his biggest cheating song yet to come on the show. In just a few minutes we're going to be hearing a song written by Tom T. Hall. Bobby blamed it on Tom T. and Tom T. blamed it on Bobby, but we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Right now we go to the end of 1966. December 7th recording session, a song that would turn out to be a big hit for Bobby in 1967. A song called The Charleston Railroad Tavern.
Charleston Railroad Tavern, set them up till I'm blind. She left on that 5:09 Eastern Standard Blue Time. My baby left this evening. I'd change all this if I could, but her train just pulled out of sight. I know she's gone for good. So Charleston Railroad Tavern, set them up till I'm blind. She left on that 5:09 Eastern Standard Blue Town. Downtown was fun, but her love had turned to hate before I knew the harm I'd done. Now the laughing tavern crowd is gone. I'm so lonesome I could die. The man just said it's closing time. Guess I'll go home and cry. So Charleston Railroad Tavern, set 'em up till I'm blind. She left on that 5:09 Eastern Standard Blue Time.
Our next song came out also in 1966. This was recorded in May of 66. Tom T. Hall and Bobby had formed a friendship, and so Bobby wanted to record some of Tom's songs. His first effort in that direction was a song called Chicken Every Sunday, and it did not turn out to be a big hit, but it established a long-time friendship between Bobby Bear and Tom T. Hall.
Chicken every Sunday, Mama, everything's all right. Johnny was just a little boy the day his daddy died, and his mama had a hard time keeping them both, but the Lord knows how she tried. And sometimes she'd tell him, "Son, we got heaven on our side. There's chicken every Sunday, Johnny. Everything's all right." Although he was just a little lad, he never did forget his mama's special way of saying how their little home was blessed. And sometimes she would say it when she said her prayers at night. She'd bow her head and say, "Chicken every Sunday, Lord, and everything's all right." Well, Johnny grew to be a man, and his mama passed away. And as fate would have it happen, Johnny's a rich man today. In fact, they held a dinner to honor Johnny's name. And with his fame and his riches, you might think that Johnny had changed.
But 30 rich men sat around and passed the golden cup, and Johnny, the guest of honor, looked around and then stood up. 30 rich men bowed their heads and everything grew quiet. And Johnny said, "Chicken every Sunday, Mama. Everything's all right.
Chicken every Sunday, Mama. Everything's all right."
Continuing with his recitations, "Chicken Every Sunday." Tom T. Hall wrote that. Well, Tom T. was also to write the next song that we're going to be playing on the show, a song recorded January 6th, 1969. A giant for Bobby Bear and for Tom T. Hall. And the interesting part about it is Tom T.'s wife, Dixie, wanted to know, "Who's Margie?" And Tom said, "Well, I don't know, somebody that Bobby knows." Meanwhile, Bobby's wife, Jeannie, was asking Bobby, "Who's Margie?" And Bobby said, "Well, I don't know, it's somebody that Tom T. Hall knows." I don't think anybody ever found out who Margie was, but she certainly scored a big hit when she was waiting at the Lincoln Park Inn.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hike. My hands are all dirty from working on my little boy's bike. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. My wife's in the kitchen and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there. I've been there before. But I made a promise that I wouldn't cheat anymore. I try to ignore it, but I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. Next Sunday it's my turn to speak to the young people's class. They expect answers to all of the questions they ask. What would they say if I spoke on a modern day sin? And all of the margins at all of the Lincoln Park Inns. The bike is all fixed and my little boy is in bed asleep. His little old puppy is curled in a ball at my feet. My wife's baking cookies to feed to the bridge club again. I'm almost out of cigarettes and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there.
From 1969, Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. Our next recording coming up also was a recording from the year 1969, and this song features Bobby Bear and a new singing partner, Skeeter Davis, your husband, my wife.
What he don't know is I'm true to only you. Tell me, where does it stop? Does he know our married life is on the rocks?
Now before you say you want me for the rest of your life, tell me, what are we gonna do about your husband?
And what are we gonna do about your wife?
Speak to your side in the darkness where unfaithfulness must hide, knowing I'll forever taste all the tears I'll put upon my children's face.
Now before I say I want you for the rest of my life, what are we gonna do about my husband?
And what are we gonna do about my wife?
Sure.
Goodbye.
And Bobby, I promise you this. Though I wear his ring, I'll always wear your kiss.
But as for marriage, we can't pay the price.
'Cause you don't really want to hurt your husband.
And you don't really want to hurt your wife.
What are we gonna do about your husband?
What are we gonna do about your wife?
Quite a strong song. Another one of those Cheatin' songs that Bobby did so very well with at the end of the 1960s. Here's another song from 1969, recorded in May of 69. This has been done by many people, but I like the way Bobby does this old country standard. Come on home and sing the blues to Daddy.
I hear that your new romance is faded, just the way ours did some time ago. Come on home and sing the blues to
that's one of the songs that Bobby recorded without doing a recitation. This next song and our final song today, our final selection, is a song that Bobby wrote, recorded, and recites in. And the title, God Bless America Again, caused a little bit of concern. Bobby says he received a letter from the attorney representing Irving Berlin, who had, of course, written the famous song, God Bless America. Well, the attorney told Bobby that he couldn't use that in a title because that title belonged to Irving Berlin. Well, Bobby wasn't really bothered too much about it. In fact, he wrote a letter back, he says, to the attorney, and says, well, do what you have to do, because I've written another song called I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas Again. Bobby Barron, our final selection, another 1969 recording, and another big hit for Bobby, the patriotic God Bless America Again.
Must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. You know, I wish God would bless America again, like he did way back there when it all began. He blessed her then, and we sort of took it for granted and didn't ask again. So let's just kind of hold her hand now, that's all. In case she stumbles, don't let her fall. God bless America again. You must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America. When you don't have a lot of book learning, there's many things you don't understand. But I know this much, she's like a mother to me, and I love her with all my heart. And let me tell you this, sir, everything I am or ever hope to be, I owe to her. God bless America again. You must know that she's in. Watch her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again. Oh yes, God bless America
again. You have been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. This has been a salute to Bobby Bear. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.